Despite the clear evidence against evolution, it dominates the classroom and society and has had a devastating effect on belief in the Bible. For many, faith in evolution replaces the need for faith in God, and this suits their itching ears as they feel free to make their own rules. Because there is no God, so they believe, they are not accountable to anyone, so they can choose their own right and wrong. The following are just a few examples that debunk evolution. Dinosaurs are considered to be a big proof for evolution, but in fact they confirm the truth of the Bible. The name dinosaur was only invented in 1842 by Richard Owen. A few thousand years before that time, the Bible talks about a behemoth, which had a tail like a cedar tree. That's in Job chapter 40. So we can see that giant animals, now called dinosaurs, existed alongside man a few thousand years ago and did not become extinct 65 million years ago, as evolutionists claim. Further evidence of this comes from recent finds of dinosaur bones, which contain soft tissue, red blood cells, and even bits of DNA. Because these bones had not completely dried out, this is strong evidence that dinosaurs died out just a short while ago, not 65 million years ago. Carbon-14 dating cannot prove millions of years, as it can only date to about 50,000 years. If anything does contain traces of carbon-14, then that is good evidence that it is not millions of years old, but in fact less than 50,000 years. Coal, supposedly millions of years old, contains carbon-14, as do diamonds, which are supposed to be 1 to 3 billion years old. So this is obvious proof against millions of years. In fact, diamonds can be manufactured in the laboratory in the time it takes to wash a car. Evolutionists use radiometric dating to date the age of rock layers and consider it to be one of the best proofs for millions of years. However, this method has been shown to be wildly inaccurate. Mount St. Helens in the US erupted in the 1980s and a sample of a newly formed rock was supplied for radiometric dating. The results ranged from 340,000 years to 2.8 million years, while the rock sample was in fact only about 10 years old. Further clear proof that rock layers are not millions of years old is shown by the fact that fossil tree trunks, up to 15 metres tall, have been found standing upright in rock layers. If the rock layers had taken thousands, let alone millions, of years to form around these trees, then they would have rotted away long before they could be buried in the rock layers. A mystery to evolutionists is why marine fossils are found on mountaintops, even on Mount Everest, the world's highest mountain. But what is a mystery to evolutionists is simply answered by the Bible. Marine fossils were deposited all over the earth during Noah's flood. It's no mystery at all. These examples are only just a few of the arguments which disprove evolution. The information in this article comes from sites such as Answers in Genesis and Creation Ministries International. There are thousands of articles on these sites which have in-depth arguments against evolutionary claims. So if you want to look deeper into the subject, sites such as these will provide you with a lot of information, written by Christian scientists. Finally, there are only two possibilities for our existence. Evolution, which tells us that in the beginning there was nothing and it exploded and created everything. Or creation, which tells us that in the beginning God was there and He created everything. Given that it's simply not possible for nothing to explode, we must conclude that God created the world and all that is in it. From a logical standpoint, believing in the existence of an eternal God is a far more reasonable conclusion than believing that nothing exploded and created everything. Amen.